At the Olympics, it was a day of drama in the glamour event of track and field. The U.S. men's basketball team continued to flounder. Swimming wrapped up with a final harvest of gold for the U.S. team, and a judging controversy in gymnastics threatened to tarnish a gold medal. We're joined now by NPR's Tom Goldman to talk about the busy day in Athens. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. In track and field, tell me, the women's 100-meter sprint final was today. So who's the fastest woman in the world?
I'll give you a 10.93-second answer, because that's how long it took Yulia Nestorenko of Belarus to win today. She edged ahead in the second half of the race, as I said, powering to a time of 10.93 seconds. And she broke a string of five straight Olympic gold medals for the U.S. That spanned 20 years. She beat 20-year-old Lauren Williams, an American. She's the NCAA champion from the University of Miami. She won the silver. And Veronica Campbell of Jamaica won the bronze.
And the world's fastest man will be decided tomorrow?
Oh, yes, and it is going to be a spectacular race. It's going to be so fast. It's going to be an incredible final. All the favorites, Americans Maurice Greene, Sean Crawford, Justin Gatlin, and Jamaica's Asafa Powell, Portugal's Francis Obiquelu, they all blazed through their preliminary races today in under 10 seconds, and that's kind of the line that separates good performances from great performances. And I've got to tell you one little funny sideshow. Asafa Powell has beaten Maurice Greene twice recently. Greene is the defending Olympic champion, and he has a tattoo on his arm which says, GOAT, greatest of all time. So Greene and Powell were in the same heat today. Powell exploded at the start of the heat, and halfway down the track, he looked over at Maurice Greene and appeared to slow down, and he let Greene win the heat. So he totally toyed with him. The men's 100 is the quickest race in the Olympics, but it may just have the most theater.
Well, it always seems there's a judging scandal at the Olympics, and Athens is no exception. What happened in men's gymnastics?
Three judges were suspended today by the International Gymnastics Federation. There was a scoring mistake made during competition, basically. South Korean gymnast was performing on the parallel bars in the men's all-around competition. He should have gotten a higher score than he did because his routine had what's called a higher degree of difficulty. It's a tougher routine. But the judges didn't give it to him, and they were required to do so. Had they done it, this South Korean gymnast who won the bronze would have won the gold. Instead, American Paul Hom got the gold. So there are all kinds of appeals going on. South Korea has gone to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. We're not sure, though, if the court is going to rule, because they say this is a field of play issue, a competition issue that they don't normally deal with.
The U.S. men's basketball team has also been struggling. I understand there was more bad news today.
Yes, there was, and this, hate to keep beating a dead horse here, but I would even say Lithuania's 94-90 victory over the U.S. in the preliminary round today wasn't an upset.
Ouch.
We've come to associate the term dream team with the U.S. Olympic team, but it really applies more to the original one, the 1992 team that stormed through the Olympics with Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and Larry Bird. This incarnation is a long way from 1992. They don't play as a team. They don't know how to defend good foreign teams that shoot the ball very well. And the U.S.'s own shooting is atrocious. And I think it's time to get mad and say this is an embarrassment to see millionaire NBA so-called stars being exposed for lacking basic fundamentals. And I want to send out a warning there. If you're a parent with kids who want to be basketball players, do not let them watch this team. Watch the Argentinians, the Lithuanians, the Spanish, or even the U.S. women's team. And that way they can learn how to pass and move without the ball and play defense and sink outside shots.
All right, well.
There you go.
We'll get more news from you later. Thanks so much, Tom, NPR's Tom Goldman at the Olympics.
Thanks.